We all know how hard it can be to find parking, but imagine how much harder it would be if you were trying to park a huge truck while on a long journey to deliver goods. According to a study out this month from the Federal Highway Administration, there's a big lack of safe parking for truck drivers, and it's a national safety concern. Joining us from Dallas is Desiree Wood, president of the Real Women in Trucking organization and a trucker herself. Desiree, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much for having me.
And is that a surprise to you, the idea that there are big parking shortages for truckers in almost every state?
No, not at all. These studies have been going on since 1999, and nobody's done anything about it. They've just ignored it. We completed our own driver survey that was done in 2013, published on my website. We already know that this was a crisis. It's just nobody's wanted to do anything about it.
Well, give us a sense of what it means for you as a trucker. Give me an example of what it's like to drive around and decide it's time to take a rest and not be able to find a place to do that.
It's very stressful. It's scary. I just published some open comments from drivers, and some people say, "You mean men truckers are afraid?" Yes. When you have driven all day and you are trying to find somewhere to stop this very large vehicle and you have no options, you have someplace that's filled with crime, you have a on-ramp, you have a supermarket shopping center, and you have to hope that the local law enforcement doesn't come and bang on your door and run you out when you're exhausted and you're over the federal requirement to even move the truck, and they're like, you have to get out. You know, you get treated like you're a criminal.
Hmm. And of course, we see that the places where it looks like the problems are the worst are in some of the big population centers along I-95 on the East Coast, around Chicago, on I-70, and on I-5 out in California.
Yes, obviously where there's more people. You know, nobody wants to have a truck stop in their backyard. And that's unfortunate that the public does not recognize that these are people that serve them every day. They should be seen as service people. Being a truck driver is as honorable a job as being a firefighter. They serve our country, and then at the end of the day, they're treated like second-class citizens, go fend for yourself, and left to be a sitting duck. And I think that's really sad. And so awareness and education is a huge part of this campaign that Hope Rivenberg has led, to understand that these people need a safe place to park. And then when they get to park there, don't allow crime to come banging on their door.
Well, and when you mention Hope Rivenberg, you're talking about the wife of Jason Rivenberg, a trucker that was robbed and killed in 2009 while he was parked in an abandoned gas station in South Carolina. He was told he wasn't allowed to park in the lot of a grocery store before delivering milk there.
Yeah, and that's very common, especially with grocery warehouses. They have a very strict appointment time. You better be there on time or you could be fined or you could be sent away to come back another time. And to do that, you've got to really meet some tight schedules. If you hit weather or traffic, it could just throw everything off. So you really want to get as close to that location as possible. And then when you get there and you're like, "Hey, I'm here." And they're like, "Well, you're 2 hours early, so go away and come back."
Hmm.
Okay, well, where do I go? They don't know. They don't care. They don't want to be involved, and you're not allowed on their property. So you try to get, and that's what Jason did, try to get as close as possible, and he parked in an abandoned gas station, and he had this crime committed against him, which ended his life.
So whose responsibility should it be to create safe places for truckers to park?
Well, in my opinion, the shippers and the receivers and the brokers who are dictating the scheduled times, if they're saying you got to be here right now, and then we might not even be ready to unload you or load you. We might keep you here on our property for 4-10 hours, and then your federal hours of service have expired. And then they say, "Well, we're done with you, so leave." Well, now I'm in violation. We don't care. You have to leave. No, this is not acceptable at all. These shippers and receivers need to be part of this conversation, and that's been suggested in previous studies as well. If they don't want the truckers to stay on their property, they should create a community bullpen that has bathroom facilities and is got some security and some lighting then, because they're basically putting these trucks out and having them be sitting ducks. And then the local community people, they don't really realize, well, why are all these trucks are on the side of the ramp around here? And I'm trying to get to work, and I've got to, you know, navigate all of the around these nuisance vehicles when I'm trying to get on the on-ramp or the off-ramp or what have you. So a lot of it's education. And then the other thing is the rest areas. You know, that's a place that you can get in and get out of quickly and save some time. There's a lot of controversy about letting some privatization happen. It's a very neglected industry, and this area right here is super important. As these trucks are getting longer and wider, and they want to put more freight on them, and they sort of want to put the cart before the horse. You know, they want more frosting on their cake, this industry, before they even bought the cake mix.
And when you mentioned those federal hours, this is a change that took effect 2 years ago that requires truckers to take 30-minute breaks after 8 hours of driving and to stop for a longer period after 11 hours.
Well, the 30-minute break is – it's really a joke, because my 30-minute break – if I'm coming up on a 30-minute break and I go to get off of the highway to go to a truck stop, say, to take my 30-minute break – I'm going to plan it around when I have to fuel. That takes 15 minutes, and I'm going to use the bathroom. And these truck stops are – they're historically understaffed. So should I decide to buy a bag of chips in there, I'm going to be in a super long line, and it's going to take me 30 minutes to 45 minutes to get back out on the highway and drive again. That's my 30-minute break. That's the reality of it. Drivers can drive 11 hours a day, and then they need to stop the truck for 10 hours to sleep. A lot of rest areas have, in the past, had a two-hour. You can only stop here for 2 hours, and then they'll try to run you off. No, this is the federal law. I got to stay put for 10 hours. A lot of local law enforcement, they don't want to be educated enough on this. They want to have a sort of a power struggle. You know, I'm in charge here and you're going to move. Local communities don't realize when this truck is stopped and in break, it must be left undisturbed. So if it's in your way, where can we put it where it can be resting? Because I know you don't want a tired trucker on the road, do you?
Well, exactly. And we've seen what happens with that, too. So do you think anything will change here? Do you think that this survey and others will finally cause lawmakers to take this seriously and make some changes?
I sure hope so. You know, Hope went to a lot of these organizations when she started all of this. And they were like, you know, good luck with that. And now, you know, it was social media has really been the thing where drivers could get on there and have a voice and raise all kinds of holy heck on Twitter and Facebook and get some people to listen to us, people that could have just picked up the phone to somebody that had an office across the road from them and say, hey, we got a problem. Let's do this. This is a good thing. And we keep pushing the paper around the desk. So there's some really simple solutions. Build more truck parking. Make sure the trucks fit. Make sure that it's designed properly. Make sure it's managed properly so that RVs and recreational vehicles and things like that aren't parking in the truck parking. And have some lighting, some security. Keep the crime out. Keep the crime away from these people. It's really simple. Local communities and states can do to be a partner in this. You know.
That's Desiree Wood, who's president of the Real Women in Trucking organization and a trucker herself, joining us from Dallas. Desiree, thank you.
Thank you.